Brother James Shaver. Here's Brother James.
Thank you, John. It's good to be back in your place of listening and wherever you may be. I'll try to come back this afternoon, try to help be as much encouragement as we can in preaching the Word of God. It's not our idea, not our opinion, not our intention of hurting anybody's feelings. We just want to preach the book and go to the house. Amen. So if you got your Bible, turn with us to St. Luke chapter number 17. We're sitting this morning in Sunday school, and one of the fellows made a comment in Sunday school that just turned the light on in our heart. So I think I'll just, was going to preach back on that second point, but I think I'll just preach what the Lord has laid upon our heart here today. But before we read our scripture text out of Luke chapter 17, we want to leave a prayer request with you. One of the preachers there in the church, his wife is in the hospital, got a hole in her lung and looked like losing blood and in pretty bad shape. So Brother David Mackmaking's wife, Jan. So I trust that you will remember this family. Amen. A good preacher and a good, seem like a good, humble wife. So let's remember them. If it was your house, you want people praying for you. So let's pray for them. Now, you got your Bible and Luke chapter number 17. I will begin reading with verse number 5, read through verse number 10. Bible said, and the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the roots, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, go sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink? Doth thou thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all these things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which is our duty to do. Now this morning in Sunday school, one of the men in Sunday school made a statement that we was living far beneath our privileges that God has given us. But this thought come to my mind, we're living far below the duties that God told us to do. Amen. God bless your heart. So I want to preach on how we maybe are neglecting our duty. Amen. Everybody that God saved, God give them a duty. Even to a sinner has a duty. Bible tells a sinner to seek him while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the unrighteous man forsake his ways, and the ungodly man his thoughts. There's a duty for a sinner to seek the face of the Lord. Amen. Let's go back, if we would, just for a few minutes. We'll be reading in different places today, but I want to go back again. Amen. I've been preaching here for the last few weeks on the old path. And amen. I was using that man's thought, but Lord placed one in my heart that I want to use that the man didn't have wrote down. But I want to preach on this. We're neglecting our duty. Amen. I'm telling you, we are neglecting our duty as the people on this earth. You must remember that God made this earth, and God put the life, breathed the breath of life into man, and he became a living soul. So therefore, whether we're alive or dead, saved or lost, we belong to the Lord. Amen. He can do whatever he pleases with us. Anytime he takes an ocean, this is his earth, this is his people, it's his air that we're breathing. So therefore, God give us, amen, some duties to do here. Now let's look back in Jeremiah 6 and 16, chapter 6. Amen. The Bible said in verse 13, from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness, from the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, where there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed their abominations? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall at the time that I shall visit them. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Now you listen to what God here has commanded us to do. Amen. As his people, God has commanded the people of this earth to do. And we're failing to do what God said. Amen. He said, thus saith the Lord. Now this is what God said. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways. You notice that ways has got a S on it, and it means there's more than one. There's so many different ways in this earth today that men have dreamed up to get to God, to get to heaven. Amen. To his pathetic. But there's only one way. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man can come to the Father except by me. So the Bible tells us to stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? Amen. And walk therein and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. You know what they're saying? I'm just not going to do it. We're neglecting to do our duty. It's the duty of every one of us to seek out the path of God. It's the duty of every one of us. Thank God, after we find it, thank God, to get in it, walk in it, and keep the commandments of God. But you know what we're doing? We're failing in our generation. Amen. To even seek the ways of God anymore. Every man, the Bible said, is doing that which is right in his own eyes. He's not seeking the ways of God, but he's seeking out what that'll fit his lifestyle. Amen. Bless your heart. But they said, we will not walk therein. Amen. I asked a question last night to several different people. How far will I have to go back? Amen. In time to find the old path. Amen. I'll tell you, we'll have to go a long way. I know at least back. Thank God, to the early 40s. To find anything that even imitates the old path of God. Amen. In the late 40s, the television come out. Amen. Men bared their head in that Hollywood hellish box. Amen. And begin to forget God. I'm thankful they quit praying. I quit fasting. I quit reading the Word of God. I quit seeking the ways of God. I started seeking after Hollywood and the ways of Hollywood. I thank God you say, preacher, I wish you'd quit preaching on that thing. I wish you'd quit watching it too. Amen. I bless your heart. I'm talking about the old path. Amen. When men, I didn't have all these gimmicks. I didn't have a television. I didn't have a computer. I sat in every room in the house. I taken their time up. I didn't have iPhones and iPods and all this other junk. Amen. To take up their time. They had some time to seek the face of God. But we're living in a time where we're neglecting to do our duty, to seek the face of God and find out the way that God wants us to go. Amen. I bless your heart. We're buying this junk and poking it down to our children instead of doing what God said, neglecting our duty of bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We're poking garbage in our children's mind. Garbage in, garbage out. I bless your heart. We're neglecting how to do our duty. Amen. They said we will not walk therein. And the Bible said here that God said, I also, I said, watchman over you. I saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. We're not going to listen. A preacher preached out at Black Oak last night, was a week ago, and preached a wonderful message. I said, but we have a saying here in this community, a good preaching, but we ain't going to do it. Amen. Amen. That would just about fit every home. I'm not talking about the church altogether. I'm talking about every home. Most of us are set back when a man of God preach and say, done some good preaching. But you say, we're not going to walk therein. We're going to go ahead and say, as Jeremiah said, we are set free to do these things. Bless your heart. We're neglecting our duty to find God and find Him of our children. Amen. I bless your heart in Deuteronomy chapter number 6. He said, hear, O Israel, how the Lord is one God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Amen. You hear that? We're neglecting the day of our duty to love God. Amen. You say, preacher, I go to church on Sunday morning, so therefore I'm free to do what I want to. On Sunday evening, I beg your pardon. God give us this day as a day of rest. Amen. And if you obey the will of God on Sunday morning, the will of God on Sunday evening is utter rest. God said to man, I wasn't made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath for the man. If you've labored all week, God loves you enough. God thought enough of you to give you a day's rest. But we're neglecting, ain't got our duty of serving Him in the beauty of holiness. I know this is not popular, and I'm not trying to be popular. Amen. And thou shalt write them. Amen. Listen now. Let's go back up in verse number 6. These words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, we're neglecting our duty of teaching our children the words of God, of the moral laws of God, amen, the attributes of God, amen, the statutes of God, amen, the righteousness of God, the holiness of God. We're neglecting our duty as parents and grandparents to teach our young ones in the ways of God. No wonder we got a wild generation. It's not their fault. God bless your heart, it's our fault. Amen. It's just put the blame right where it belongs. It blames on mom and daddy and grandma and grandpa. Amen. God bless your heart. Now you listen to what the Bible said, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and thou shalt put, they shall be as frontly between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gate. That sound to me like God I meant for us to spend some time in the book. Amen. He didn't mean for us to spend our time. Thank God the old song was dust on the Bible. I told it to the church house on Sunday morning. I take it home and lay it down and pick up the remote control and the TV guide and the blessed book lay there all week and get loaded down with dust, and we wonder why our children are going astray today. Amen. Bless your heart. God said to teach them to our children. He said, bind them for signs upon thine hand, and they shall be frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gate. Now you listen to what God said, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy father, unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, how to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees which thou planted not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then he said, beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You know what's happened to us today? Since back in the 40s, when things begin to prosper, amen, we begin to get better homes, I begin to get better cars, I begin to get better jobs, amen, things begin, God begin to bless us. You know what we've done? We forgot God. Amen. Bless your heart. We're living in a time today when we think we don't need God. But friend, I've got news for you. We need God in the day we're in. Our children, our grandchildren are prone to run to this world, and they're going to wind up in hell if we don't turn back to God. We're neglecting our duty. That's exactly what we're doing. We're neglecting our duty. Let's turn. I ain't time to get all this. Let's turn over to Deuteronomy chapter number 32. Let's see what the Bible says. You read back verse 12. So the Lord alone did lead him. It's talking about Jacob. And there was no strange God with him. He made him to ride on high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs and rams, of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of the kidneys, of wheat. And thou didst drink the poor blood of the grape. And you notice how God blessed Jacob. God give him everything. Amen. But you look the next verse. But Jeshurun, which is Jacob, waxed fat. Amen. And kicked, the Bible said. Thou art waxen fat. Thou art grown thick. Amen. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed how the rock of his salvation. Amen. God's blessed America. Hey, God, with fine home, central heat and air. Amen. Good paying jobs. I pull up to the gas pump, gas your car up. Amen. Blessed us. Ain't God beyond measure better than any nation ever been on this earth? And guess what we've done? How we've waxed fat. Amen. How we've kicked. And we forgot our duty. We forgot the God that has made us. Therefore, we've got problems in every hand. Amen. Every which way you turn. Problems, problems. School shootings. Amen. Our young'uns overdosing. On dope. Prostitution. Homosexuality. You name it. And we've got it today. Why, preacher? Because we've waxen fat. And forgot the God that made us. Amen. You just well to be honest about it. I just started bawling my soul today. Amen. We forgot God. We're neglecting our duty. God give us a duty. You know, I read last week in Psalm where the Bible said children are an heritage of the Lord. And God give us a duty to raise them children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You know what we're saying today? I don't want my kids have to go through what I have to go through or had to go through when I grow up. Amen. But I've got news for you. The way we're living today, our kids is going to go through something that we've never seen. Amen. We won't even dream it up in our mind what our children and our grandchildren are fixing to suffer because us old goats have forgot God. Amen. The preachers won't preach anymore. All they want to do is show movies or take the youth on a trip. Amen. Something all time. Instead of preaching and teaching the Word of God. We forgot God. We waxed fat. Got a better church building today than we've ever had. And less God than we've ever had. I go in the church house, I stomp your foot, and it's a dry in there, you'll choke to death. No Holy Ghost, no God, no worship, amen. No move anymore. No conviction. Amen. Young children. Amen. Don't know nothing about God. You can ask them about Hollywood movie stars, and they can tell you every one of them. You can ask them about football players, and they can tell you every one of them. Amen. But you ask them something about God, they don't know nothing. Amen. It's our fault, friends. We've neglected our duty that God give us. Amen. The Bible said they provoked him to jealousy with strange God. With abomination provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils and not to God. To God's whom they knew not, and to you, God, that came up newly, of whom your fathers feared not, of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful, hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw he abhorred them or hated them because of their provoking of his sons and his daughters. Now you listen to verse number 20. What God said he'd do. And I think he's doing it in our day today. He said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very forward generation. Children in whom is no faith. You know, I believe God's just about, if he ain't already turned his back upon the generation that we're in today. Amen. Because of the strange gods that we have today. You say, preacher, I ain't got no totem pole. I ain't got no Buddha. I ain't got none of this stuff. But God said, how they set up their hearts, idols in their heart. Amen. That's where our idols is in our hearts, sitting in church house. I can't wait on the church service to get over. I got this SMO a Sunday morning on me. Ain't God go on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, how the high sheriff can't find you. Amen. Then we got the CEOs, Christmas and Easter only, twice a year, and think you're doing God a favor. Amen. God done me a favor when he sent his son to bleed and die for me. Then give me an opportunity to go to the house of God and exalt his name. Then we got the FFO only, food and fellowship only. I won't go unless there's food and fellowship. Amen. Our fellowship is with the Son. Amen. God bless your heart. You know what we've done? We've neglected how to do our duty. Amen. We're not to be exalted. He said, you think I told brag on this man for doing that? He said, no, sir. After you've done all that he has commanded you, you're still just an unprofitable servant. You've just done that. Hey, God, which was your duty to do? If I serve him, I worship him. Amen. I preach for him. I do it for his glory. Hey, God, you think he's going to pat me on the back? I know I've just done that which was my duty to do. Amen. I'm not expecting nothing. No fame. No great name. I just want somebody to wake up to the reality that we have a forgotten God. And therefore, God's going to forget us. He said there, amen. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just turn around. Ain't God, in other words, just about say, I'll cross my arms and watch you and see what your end will be. May God bless you. Is our prayer till next Sunday at this time. We'll turn it back to the good announcer.